So to start off, let's talk about the frozen dead guy. I heard he was a Norwegian, and after he died, he had his frozen body shipped from Norway to Netherlands. Who is the frozen dead guy?
Okay, so his name is Bredo Morstel. Bredo passed away, and his grandson Trygve and his mother Odd really believed in cryogenics. And so they froze him at a cryogenics facility, and then they were keeping him on dry ice in a shed in Netherlands. And what happened was Trygve ended up getting deported, and his mother Odd was still there. And so she came to town, and she was like, "I'm worried about the bodies." And they're like, "What do you mean the bodies?" And it turned into a big media, you know, story. And he remains in his cryogenic ice facility in a tough shed on the property. A couple years later, someone said, "Well, we're known as the town with the frozen dead guy. Why don't we just have a frozen dead guy day festival?" So, and there it went.
So tell me about this year's festival. What are you looking forward to? What can people expect?
Well, you know, the crowd favorite is the Parade of Hearses. Have a nice little parade downtown. A lot of families come for that. But then we've got the costume polar plunge. And then we do the coffin races. I'm a little nervous this year. The course looks a little extra challenging, but it's just really fun to watch. Six people carrying a coffin with a rider inside the coffin, and they race through a course together. And there's definitely some carnage. And oftentimes the crafts fall apart and, you know, on the way, and people get dragged in mud and snow, and, you know, it's just silliness. We also have a frozen t-shirt contest, which actually is the funniest thing to watch ever. It's actually quite violent. And then turkey bowling. I mean, it sounds pretty simple. We had these women come in from Minnesota or something like that. And they were like, "Gosh, you should have frozen turkey bowling." And we're like, "Okay." So we did it.
So you have 34 bands coming in and playing, and you have vendors and food and all of these games. And over the weekend, you're supposed to have somewhere between 20 and 25,000 people from Friday to Sunday. And for the last 2 years, you've had to cancel the festival because of COVID. I imagine it's been a lot of work getting this festival going again.
It is. It's a tremendous amount of planning. The 2 year hiatus has definitely been very challenging, I guess, to say, restarting it up. Because it's, you know, you kind of lose your groove a little bit. And I was just thinking, I'm like, "Hey, we could just do what we had planned, you know," and it didn't turn out that way. So, because the landscapes change, towns change, things change. And I don't know if you know, we were canceled 2 days before in 2020. So, I mean, the tents were up, everything was done, and we were ready to go. And it was just so like, whoa, you know what I mean? And I do want to note, too, that we are able to do it this year because of SVOG, like grant money, federal grant money, and all kinds of grant money. We lost everything in 2020. You know, all the money was spent. So we were in quite a hole. So,
you know, Alexis, this part of the story is really incredible, because imagine Amanda standing there with all the tents up, everything ready to go. People are rolling into town in their hearses. Musicians have loaded up and they're ready to play, and everything was just stopped. So this is a success story of, you know, this era, because they were able to go back in, get some federal funding, and relaunch this year.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine what that must have been like. I mean,
it was not fun. Not fun.
Yeah.
I'm trying to unknit a sweater, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I mean, it, to know in your hearts that it was everybody. We just happened to be one of the first. We were literally one of the first events canceled. And I kind of feel like it's neat. Like, I think we're going to be one of the first ones coming out of COVID. And I'm really hoping we phoenix out of it well. So there seems to be a lot of excitement. There will be a lot of people, I think. So you just, you know, you hold on to your hats and hope that it all works out.
Well, thank you to both of you so much for talking with me.
You got
good
it.
Here. And one last thing. You get an acre on the moon with your blue ball ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Certified acre on the moon from Lunar Land.
Really?
Your blue ball ticket. Yeah, because it actually falls on a full moon. So, yeah, with your ticket to the blue ball, you get your very own acre on the moon.
Amanda McDonald owns the Frozen Dead Guy Festival and is an event organizer. Anne-Marie Carr is their communications director and music coordinator. For more information about the Frozen Dead Guy Festival this weekend in Nederland, you can find a link to their website at news.kgnu.org. For KGNU, I'm Alexis Kenyon.